Ours to Protect, brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Throughout the series of Ours to Protect, we've looked at how sustainability can be applied to all sectors, and this week we'll be looking at what hotels can do to help the environment. Limerick Strand Hotel has recently been awarded the prestigious Eco-Label Award by Green Hospitality Ireland, alongside a Silver Green Tourism Accreditation Award by Green Tourism Ireland. I met with Interim General Manager Imelda Lenin and Income Auditor Hugh Crowley at the hotel to hear about the measures they took to become more sustainable.
We would have got the green team together, I suppose, when Stephen was probably towards the end of last year. Yeah, put in, it's been maybe like November last year, so probably it's been going nearly a year now. So it's just we had a member from every department with the hotel, so we probably had around 10 or 11 departments, and we all meet once, twice a month and try to come up with ideas how best to save energy, reduce waste, implement certain practices to supposed to have better the environment, also better the hotel. So that's the best thing to ask. Each person from every department would be, they'd have the best insight into their own department, as opposed to, say myself, I wouldn't know about maybe some departments as well as the actual employees from it themselves.
And what are some of the initiatives that you've done so far to make yourselves more sustainable?
So we teamed up with Waste Management Ireland, who to see how our waste is tracking, so how much actually goes to landfill. So this month actually has been our best month ever. I believe 77% of our waste has been recyclable or has been diverted from landfill. Our goal is to get that as, I suppose, as high as possible, but at the moment I believe it's 85% we're trying to achieve, and then hopefully just progress from there. So the green team then would be, they would look after their department and see how best they could reduce waste. So in housekeeping, a girl, one of the employees, suggested that we get specific bins for bedrooms. So like, suppose when you go to a hotel, there's that little small bin underneath the desk and stuff that you just throw all your waste into. Our bin now actually has the option to segregate your own waste. So then the girls in housekeeping they put it into their own bins. They can just grab the bags and pop it into their own bins on the trolley. So.
And do you find that these ideas are easy to implement? Do you think everyone has their own, organic ideas? What are they like to put into practice?
Well, I suppose you have to test them first to see will they work? Just trial and error, I suppose, to see if it works, if it doesn't. See what else you can do that will work.
And do you think that hospitality, the sector in general, could make more steps to become more sustainable? How are you finding these things in practice?
I believe everyone can, not just the hospitality sector, I believe everyone can just can do their best to try and become more sustainable, every business, every property. Hospitality, I suppose, they're huge consumers of energy, of electricity. So best ways to, be sustainable but not lower your quality of what you're offering to the guests and stuff. Try and keep your standard within the best possible practice.
And I'm wondering, can you tell me a bit about the Eco-Label Awards?
Yeah, so we recently, towards the end of September, we received the Eco-Label Award from Green Hospitality Ireland. So we started that last year with Morris Berger from Green Hospitality. He came to the site, visited in our property, and I suppose guided us the best possible way to earn this, to try and achieve this award. So I said it took a year. It's a lot of work. I think there was like 34 different separate like projects you had to do to like try and reduce your waste and reduce your energy and just show that you're trying to be as efficient and as sustainable as possible.
Is there any more plans in the pipeline? Is there anything else you'd like to do in the long term?
We started this journey probably back in maybe 2016, 2017, around those years, we started looking at we started with the cups and then we went for compostable cups. We changed out our toiletries, we went for, the refillables.
Instead of single-use plastics.
But, with that, we also were conscious of delivering a good product as well, so we use Rituals as our in-house product. So little steps like that along the way, and I suppose we've a green team now that's fully on it. We've also just hired a sustainability manager as well, which is, I suppose, further shows our commitment towards sustainability. The Strand, it'll be a big corporate organisation here. So I suppose part of our sustainability journey along through the years would have been our famous for our firm to work, where we support local artisan suppliers as well. we're conscious of our carbon footprint. And there's a lot more, like, as you know, Limerick is a very corporate market as well. And a lot of our corporate partners that we have will see that, that stay with us and use us. They're very sustainability conscious as well. So it's across all corporate, I suppose, entities. You have responsibility to, I suppose, make sure that you carry out your business in as little impact as possible towards our environment. And you're trying to future-proof, I suppose, everything that we have and have it there for our next generations to come around so that we have something left, we'll say, for them.
If you would like to learn more about how the hospitality sector can become more sustainable, the Environmental Protections Agency website has advice ranging from energy efficiency, water conservation and managing food waste. See epa.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.